Tom McCarthy, Ross Tucker, Westwood won last night's game. You asked me, because you were like, well, what if he was your son? I go, well, if my son was 26 years old and a grown man, I mean, I can only suggest things, right?
But the sole supporter of, like, everybody in the family.
That's part of the deal. Sticky wicket, man. That makes you feel so greasy. Like, you can't.
Like, he signed that contract, but if he, and I hate to be talking trite, but sports talk show, we talk about sports, not just the concussions here. But if he were to walk away from the game today, how much money is he leaving on the table?
A hell of a lot. A hell of a lot. And if I'm sure if the Dolphins wanted to get nasty about it, which they wouldn't, if the Dolphins wanted to get nasty about it, they could try to recoup something if he were to walk away. But you're not going to do that, and they wouldn't. I'd pray they wouldn't do that. It would be a bad look. If he were my son, I guess I'd have to say, like, listen, it's three big ones here. I'd have to tell you, you gotta do what you think is right for the family, but you gotta consider these options here, don't you?
Well, so
if he were my son, you asked it, I said it.
Yeah. So. It's a brutal thing to talk about, brutal. And obviously we care so much more about concussions than ever before, but we seem to really only care about them to a certain degree. Like, if it were an offensive lineman versus a running back versus a quarterback, and if it was a really, really good quarterback, and Tua looked at times like he had a chance to be really, really good. Now, he was abysmal last night all the way around. I mean, We are week to week on so many players in this league right now. It's not just Deshaun Watson. We're focused on Deshaun Watson. The stuff that people were saying on social media about Tua last night is he's cooked. He's done. I mean, this guy who's been really good throughout his NFL career.
He's been great.
His numbers.
There's been times he's been great. I mean, it's been a little bit up and
down. Been good in the playoffs, but how many quarterbacks have been good in the playoffs? It's like three. So that walk away from the playoffs and you're like, good. It's like Stafford, Mahomes, and who else? Like, they just aren't very made. Josh Allen at times.
Josh is now. Josh might end up being. He might end up being. Why am I drawing a blank? Bolo tie. San Diego Chargers. Philip Rivers. Yeah. Like, Josh Allen might end up being the Philip Rivers of our generation. Where it's like, yeah, he's a really good quarterback, but people are like, eh, whatever. Because he's going to run into a guy who's a legend, the living legend there. I think you're right about a lot of what you say. But you're paying for the chance to make the playoffs. And for him, you have to consider all these options here. There's a lot of people who I'm sure rely on him. Boy, you put me in a really weird predicament there because I'm like, well, you make your own money. I don't need to get any of that. But, what are you going to do? You're going to not accept a house. You're going to not accept a car. You're going to not accept whatever trappings of what can offer, because once you say yes once, you can say yes to all the other things, but then you don't want to be beholden to him on such a tough sport, because then you become reliant upon him, and then you start making decisions, or you start trying to influence him on decisions that maybe are not really responsible. I don't know how bad it is. It could be really, really bad. Well, yeah, if you got a nice car or a couple of nice cars and a nice house and a better neighborhood than you ever lived in before, is that going to affect your judgment? Because you get used to that style of life, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you start thinking things that are crazy, because I could try to use his father as an example here, because we all know the story about when he was at Alabama and the story that came out before the national championship game about the corrections Mr. Tagovailoa would put Tua under, and that became a big storyline. Because you start to tell yourself things that might necessarily not be true. Oh, I've made all these sacrifices for him. I paid for things. I robbed Peter to pay Paul to pay for this training and did these things. Boy, once you say yes to, I mean, that's a totally different conversation, a deeper conversation. You accept gifts from your own child. It's great when you think about it. And then you have this pop up where it looked as bad as it got. And it's looked even worse to me before with Tua Tagovailoa. Well, now, is that going to affect the way you're thinking?
Well, so the question is,
you pray not.
Does the NFL have a responsibility? This is where it gets really interesting, because the NFL only seems to care, like many corporations, they only seem to care up to a point where there's liability there, right? That seems to be, and why they got hammered on the concussion lawsuit to begin with, is because they were presented with evidence that concussions cause CTE, and CTE has this life-altering negative benefit. And now we know, and they know, and now everybody knows. So what responsibility does the NFL or a given team, we don't even think of it from a team level, we say the NFL.
The teams
are going to never step
the
in,
The
right?
NFL has the responsibility to impose rules and to inform their employees, and that's what they've done. That's why they got sued, because they didn't inform the employees, and that's why they had to do the billion-dollar settlement or however much it ended up becoming. And that's why they impose these rules. They never want to have that type of situation again. A corporation, which I know the NFL technically is not, but what it is, let's call it what it is. They move for fear of litigation. That's what they move for. The last thing they ever want is another class action suit. So they put these rules in. But Tua is an employee to them. And the next quarterback and the next quarterback and the next quarterback are all employees to them. And so they deal with them with the way they can, because their idea is to make money as much as they possibly can while not turning the viewer off.
Now, I see this, and again, always social media response is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Mr. Fantasy, players have disability policies and insurance policies that pay them a significant amount of their salary, if not all. I always have heard that my whole life.
That's the old Lloyds of London thing that pro wrestlers used.
If it were true, wouldn't players be hanging them up every day? Like, they just don't. So they do. They continually, if these insurance policies were that good, if they were that fulfilling, wouldn't players be like Denzel Ward? Wouldn't he retire?
Yeah, but remember, once you make $15 million, you want to make $30 million. Once you make $30 million, you want to make $100 million. So you always want to make more money, and there's only so much time you can do this and make that amount of money. So even if they have great insurance policies and they just go, forget it, I'm walking away. Well, yeah, all of a sudden then you got things that you were paying very expensive rates for that you might not have the wherewithal to do that anymore. That's why they play it out, because you want the $100 million, so you're going to be taken care of. So this standard of living that you have, maybe you take a little bit of it, but you can always have this standard of living.
Kenny took out an insurance policy on his ears. He could have stepped away at any point. He didn't. How are those ears doing?
I can't hear anything.
It's that bad?
Oh, I'm deaf. It's going to get worse as time goes on.
What's your DEFCON?
We're at like DEFCON 2.
DEAF.
Yeah. But the reason is I turn my headphones up so loud because I don't want to scream at everybody. That's why. I'd be even louder than I would be if my headphones weren't so low or were lower. That's what happens. You pay the price, don't you?